Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunte, it is Friday, March 29th, and we are almost direct in Mercury. So today, my lovely human beings, we are going to be discussing the first half of April's astrological planetary alignments, the transit lineup, and what the energy you can expect to be rolling on in for the first half of April. Now we're going to hit a brief musical transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Alright, so today we are kicking off the episode with the astrological planetary alignments for the first half of April. What you could expect the planets to be lining up in, and what kind of energy that was going to be coming in for this first half of April. Now, on the 1st, we have Mercury going, Mercury retrograde begins in Aries. So Mercury will be going direct on the 1st of April. Now, this is going to be that time where you want to lay low, stay clear of any fights, arguments, any, quick, impulsive, actions, decisions, because as this energy is here, it's kind of feisty, it's feisty, and it's like you could be making some decisions, like big purchases that you might not want to be making, or signing a contract, and there could be some fine detailing in the bottom that you don't want to agree to later on, and you're like, maybe I should change me, but it's a little too late because you done signed some shit. So make sure that you are taking mind, looking things over, and really avoiding any conflict at all cost, because there could be fights, not fights, but arguments and frustration type of energy in the air, so be mindful of that. Now, we also have the moon entering Capricorn, so you could take this energy and really focus on getting things done and really putting your all into it. Now, we do have a moon event coming in also on the same day of April the 1st, which is going to be the last quarter moon in Capricorn. So over the next week, you can clean up, clear some shit out, really get organized in what it is that you want to be placing more of your energy to. And it's becoming like a thing where we're going to be creating a daily pattern, and that pattern becomes a productive habit. Alright, so it's like you're going to be looking really into the disciplined area, especially when it comes to things that you're pursuing, whether it's a venture, a goal, a project, whatever the case may be. Now, on the 2nd, we have the moon in Capricorn, trine Venus in Taurus. So, independence is all here, all this energy, and this is really about progression. So, it's going to be like trying different avenues of getting things done, but just in a different type of way, Now, on the 3rd, we have Venus in Pisces conjuncted Neptune in Pisces. So, empathy is going to be high, compassion is very high, and it's really going to be coming in and making you well aware of different things, of understanding, especially when it's coming to our emotions. Now, we also are going to be having the moon entering Aquarius on that day, so there's going to be different boxes from your checklist where you're going to want to revise and make some changes and redirect your focus again. Now, on the 4th of April, we're going to have the moon in Aquarius, square Uranus and Taurus. So you might be a little fatigued on this day, a little bit restless. So take it a little bit easy. And, just take little small steps, because small steps lead into big ones. Don't take on too much on the 4th, all right? Now, on the 5th, we have a major Fabral transit. Man, I can't talk with this energy. Got all tongue-tied again. Now we have Venus entering Aries on the 5th. So this is all about love energy and being open and feeling the feelings and, you know, taking it all in with a very fresh eye. You know what I mean? It's coming in very, what is the words I'm looking for? It's a real connective type of feeling. I'm very excited, and it's like, woo, yeah, butterflies, you know, it's that type of feeling. Now we also have the moon in Pisces, so the energy, you know, it's gonna be a little amped up, a little buck wild. So make sure you're taking the time to recharge. You can't keep going and going, you know, just take some time to recharge everything. You know, think of yourself like, you know, a phone. Phones can't, you know, work all day. They need to stop for a minute, recharge their cells, and then, you know, continue on. All right, so make sure you're taking that time to rest, recoup, and recharge. Now, on the 6th, we have Venus in Aries, sextile Pluto in Aquarius. So, big themes around relationships coming in. And this is really getting, you know, a connection of improvement and making more deeper connections with others and enjoying it to the fullest and whatever, you know, maybe coming up in between. It's really coming in to like pull things together more tightly regarding love. So it's like this deep connection, you know what I mean? Now on the 7th, we have the moon in Aries. So a lot of different energy is coming around. So you may want to try to focus it in on something where you want to do something productive, because it's going to get a little wild. All right, especially when we got Aries, it's like this is theming all around here. So now we also have the moon in Aries conjunctive Venus in Aries. So, you know, this is that time where you want to connect with people that you care about, you love, whether it's family, friends, or a love interest, a love partner, whatever the case may be. But there's good energy here for connecting and enjoying. Now, we're also going to be having a winding crescent moon in Aries that evening as well. Now, on the 8th, we are going to have the moon in Aries conjuncted Mercury in Aries. So, there's going to be a lot of energy focused around expression and regarding communication. But just not like verbally, there's going to be different routes and avenues of communication. So you could expect different types of messages on this day. Now we also have Aries solar eclipse, which is going to be a moon event. Now this is going to be bringing in tons of high energy. It's all blooming around new beginnings, and with Mercury also retrograde with Aries, we do have this like new fresh beginning and a point of refocus and looking for, you know, new things on the horizon. You know what I mean? It's like, let's try and see what we get type of energy. Now on the 9th, we're going to have the moon entering Taurus. So this energy is going to be like all over the place, you know? So make sure that you are staying grounded as best as possible. Now we also have the moon in Taurus square Pluto in Aquarius. So there's going to be an energy over, you know, looking to create, but also an energy of looking to solve problems, whatever that may be. Now on the 10th, we have Mars in Pisces conjuncted Saturn in Pisces. So big energies are focusing around discipline, especially when it comes to, you know, goals, plans, or something of that's in the way of pursuing. Now on the 11th, we have the Sun in Aries conjuncted Mercury in Aries. So this is one of those times where you're looking to start something and really fuel it to give it life. So for the next upcoming 2 months or so, you're going to be looking for different ways to implicate something, for an idea to make that a real life creation. So there's going to be different things that are going to be coming up, and you're going to be really lifting those things up and seeing what grows. Now, we also have the moon in Gemini. So, you know, with this energy, it's going to be all over the place again. So, you know, just take a day for self-care. Do whatever that looks like. It looks different for everybody. And just get comfortable and cozy. All right? Take some time to recharge off and just like have a little self day. Now, on the 12th, we have the moon in Gemini, sextile Mercury in Aries. So there may be things that you've planned and you may want to go back and tweak, revise, revisit, reroute, redirect, and have like a little day for that on the 12th. It's so much like you want to kind of overlook some things and see if that's still the route you may want to be traveling. Now, on the 13th, we have the moon in Gemini, square Neptune in Pisces. So again, this is going to be one of those days where you want to take it easy. The energy can be a bit draining, especially when it comes down to emotion. Take some time, take a break, take a breather. Now, we're also going to be having the moon entering Cancer. So a lot of emotion is going to be coming up, so it can be exhausting. Again, recharge. Now, on the 14th, we're going to have the moon in Cancer, trine, Saturn in Pisces. So this is a day you want to take to look at different things that you're doing, what you're pursuing, and kind of like look and add some things, make some improvements, some adjustments, and just maybe searching for more answers or more information regarding whatever it is that you're in seeking of in that moment. Now, on the 15th, so the last one we're going to be discussing for today, and then we will kick back off almost towards the middle, not quite, but almost in the middle, and we'll have the second half of April's transits. Now, this 15th of April, we are going to have the moon in Cancer, trine, Neptune in Pisces. So big key themes around imagination. So a lot of different creativity can come from this as well. And we also have the moon entering Leo. So again, very high in creativity, especially when it comes to this energy. You can be putting this into some type of self-project, some type of goal or an ambition that you're working towards. It's really an art piece, a music project. The options are limitless. The creation part, you can place that in a lot of different areas of life and really benefit. Now, we will have the first quarter moon in Cancer as well on that day. So again, looking at different things and making some changes, some tweaks, some revising and redirecting again with some plans that you may be pursuing with. So double checking again. Are we sure? Are we sure? If not, scratch it off. Or if you think you could do it another way, do a little, you know, write a little note next to it. All right, now that's what I have for you, my lovely human beings. I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings of blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Because it is truly a part of our ascension. It truly is. All right, remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see you next time, which will be on a Tuesday.